You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 8th of August 2019, 8-8-2019. On a personal note, I have to say a very happy birthday to my 2-year-old nephew, but that is not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is what happened on the Lal Street yesterday and what we can expect over the course of today. Welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
It was a volatile Wednesday on the Lal Street. The index started off the day on a positive note but felt selling pressure at higher levels. The BSE Sensex plunged nearly 300 points while the Nifty 50 saw a dip of nearly 100 points. The RBI policy stance is clearly pro-growth. The measures taken to increase flows to NBFCs are credit positive and will enhance lending, suggest experts. But concerns over the health of the economy and the extent of further rate cut dented sentiment on D Street. The RBI's rate cut and dovish stance indicate an unambiguous focus on growth and a high priority for boosting consumption. The RBI has also cut real GDP growth estimates for FY20 from 7% to 6.9%. As a result of the rate cut, rate-sensitive stocks paired gains and turned negative towards the close of the trade yesterday. The BSE Auto Index fell 2.1%, followed by the S&P BSE Bankex, which was down by over 1%. The Consumer Discretionary Index was down 0.8%, even as pharmaceuticals and IT bucked the trend. The rupee dropped 8 paise to finish at 70.89 against the US dollar on the 7th of August after the RBI cut the key interest rate and lowered the growth estimate for the current fiscal, 35 basis points as we know now. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in Indian markets for 383 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 531 crore rupees according to provisional data. As many as 172 stocks will declare their results for the June quarter, and that list today includes big names like Adani Enterprises, City Union Bank, LT Foods, Engineers India, GE Shipping, Godrej Properties, Hexaware Technologies, Mahanagar Gas, NBCC, Page Industries, Take Solutions, Tata Chemicals, Thermax, Texmaco Rail, UCO Bank, Ultratech Cement, among others. We have estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal as to what their PATs might look like. Ultratech Cement's PAT is likely to grow by 6% year-on-year. Hexaware Tech PAT is likely to fall by 1.3% year-on-year. And Page Industries PAT is likely to fall by 15% year-on-year. As usual, a quick look at the charts now and what they're trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. It faced resistance at its 5 days EMA placed at 10,942, which has been acting as a stiff resistance since the 8th of July. Nifty needs to consolidate by defending recent corrective swing low of 10,782 to prevent further damage. Traders to maintain a tight stop below 10,783 on a closing basis for long positions, if any, whereas fresh positional shorting opportunity can be considered on a close below 10,783, this according to experts. They are also of the view that we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today, 10,835, 10,975 and 11,160. Maximum call open interest placed at 11,000 and 11,500. Maximum put open interest at 11,000 and 10,700. Some stocks that have been in the news. Software services company HCL Technologies has reported a 13% sequential decline in June quarter profit at 2,220 crore rupees. Dented by operating income but maintained full-year revenue growth guidance. Tata Steel yesterday reported a steep 64.3% year-on-year decline in June quarter profit to 693 crore rupees amid muted revenue growth and subdued operating income. Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone, that is APSEZ, on the 7th of August yesterday, reported a 47.5% rise in its consolidated net profit to 1,028.69 crore rupees for the June quarter, helped by higher income. So Adani Ports, Tata Steel and HCL will be on our radar today. And finally, as usual, some names to bank on. We spoke to Bonanza Portfolio and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls and one sell call. Burger Pains has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 347.50 rupees. Target you should be looking at is 370.50 rupees with a stop loss placed at 335.5 for an upside of 6.6%. ITC has a sell call, ended trade yesterday at 253.35 rupees. Target we're looking at when it comes to ITC stocks, which, you know, sells everything from hotels to cigarettes. The target is 238 rupees on this stock. Stop loss placed at 263.50, downside of 6%. And finally, United Spirits has a buy call, LTP of 599.10. Target 641 rupees, stop loss placed at 575 rupees, for an upside of 7%. Burger Pains and United Spirits have buy calls, and ITC has a sell call from Bonanza Portfolio. That, in a nutshell, is all you need to know on this day, the 8th of August. Here is hoping that your Wednesday shall be without bumps. I will, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay with us on Money Control to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.